From KYW News Radio 103.9 FM, this is Bridging Philly, connecting our communities on the issues that matter to you. Presented by Gift of Life Donor Program. Register as an organ donor at donorsone.org.
Hello, I'm Raquel Williams. Welcome to Bridging Philly, preparing today's youth for tomorrow's challenges. That's the goal of Fab Youth Philly. Their programs utilize evidence-based models to provide meaningful employment and comprehensive youth development. The jobs are matched with teens' developmental stages and helps them build skills, network, and work experience. I sit down and talk with some of their play captains. That initiative empowers and trains teens in leadership, playful learning, and facilitation to make the neighborhoods of Philly more playful.
You can see their faces lighten up.
And Charity Howard checks out a social experiment that has gone viral.
So I just put up talk on the phone, and immediately people started picking up.
All that's coming up on Bridging Philly. Fab Youth Philly is a youth development nonprofit headquartered in Kensington that primarily serves ages 15 to 19. It was founded on the belief that young people are valuable contributors to Philadelphia's collective fabric. Since 2017, they've reached nearly 2,000 young people and provided well over 500 work and learning opportunities. For over 85% of participants, Fab Youth Philly is their first job, which allows them to gain critical career skills. Joining us to tell us more about their work is Rebecca Fabiano, Executive Director of Fab Youth Philly, along with Youth Play Captains Faith Cardona, Diego Jose Batista, and Guber Rodriguez. Thank you for joining us on Bridging Philly.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
All right, so I'm going to start off with you, Rebecca, so we can get to the nuts and bolts of Fab Youth Philly. And you can talk to us about the core mission of Fab Youth Philly and what community needs are directly addressed with this organization.
Sure. Thanks again for having us. We're really delighted to be here. So our mission at Fab Youth Philly is to build bridges to adulthood through meaningful employment, strong community connections, and opportunities for young people to explore their passion. What does that really mean? So that means, as you described earlier, that we provide paid training and paid employment for over 200 teens a year through a variety of programs. And we also provide additional wraparound services and supports that help young people explore their passions and develop those critical workforce skills. Our programming includes things like our lifeguard certification, which we've been doing for the last 3 years. This is our fourth summer. And we use a cross-sector collaborative approach with public and private entities to solve Philadelphia's lifeguard shortage. And so since 2023, we've trained more than 94 lifeguards, which has allowed Parks and Rec to open all their public pools. Mm. And young people get a two-year credential, which they can also use as part of their Act 158 graduation requirements if they choose to go that route. So a lot of our work is grounded in the belief that we go further together and that we rely on a variety of cross-sector public and private partnerships to achieve that mission. We also have a Red Cross babysitting certification.
Yeah, I noticed that. I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, so we know that young people are naturally drawn to childcare. They're often taking care of their siblings. And so to add a credential and then also make them a little more competitive, they can participate in a paid training where they earn their credential both in babysitting and then first aid and pediatric CPR.
Okay.
Then we get to partner with neighborhood organizations. When they have community events, they can hire our babysitters because they're trained in these certifications.
Yeah.
And then that makes it more accessible for residents to join because they don't have to worry about childcare because they've got our teen babysitters there.
That's excellent. I didn't even know there was a certification program for teens to babysit. I think that is such a great idea because usually you ask for the neighborhood teen, oh, can you watch? But do you know how to do this? Are you familiar mm-hmm. with this? Here, you know, they already have the skills. They know exactly what to do and they're vetted.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So teens could theoretically take this online and pay $40 just to take an online course with the Red Cross.
Mm.
We know learning happens better in community. We know that having a caring adult support young people in their learning is really critical. And we want to help young people build their networks, especially coming out of the pandemic. Some of our young people are struggling a little bit still to build those positive relationships with peers and to do that in person. So we want to create every moment possible where they're learning skills, developing financial independence, getting paid, and supported by a caring adult. So that's why we got trained as Red Cross certifiers ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, we trained 65 young people as babysitters. So probably close to 100 in the last 2 years.
Wow.
Who now are out in Philadelphia certified to provide childcare.
That's great. That's awesome. And you mentioned earlier that you have wraparound services, mm-hmm. and there are a lot of job training programs for kids that are out there. But this is unique where you're able to help kids as they grow, as they develop through every step of the way. And what I really like is the Fab Life program. Mm-hmm. And I think every child needs to go through this. Oh, my goodness. This just reminds me of what I have to, you know, go over with my kids. Talking about credit, talking about getting ready to pick a college, getting ready for your driver's licenses, you know, what it takes to get an apartment. These are life skills that you don't really know about until, you know, you plunk. Oh, now it's time to get an apartment. How do I do that? Right. Oh, how do I open a bank account? How do I, you know, X, Y, Z? I think it's wonderful to incorporate these basic life skills into the programming.
Sure. So our skills for Fab Life are really what we would call adulting 101 classes, right?
Like that.
And I hear adults often say teens these days don't know how to wash their laundry or cook something beyond ramen noodles. And so we try to think about what are the skills that young people need to transition into adulthood on their own terms. Like, it's going to be different for every young person, but there are some basic skills we want them to have. So we collaborate with other organizations. We also try whenever possible to hire other organizations that work with teens. Mm-hmm. So, for example, during Wellness Week, we had Nora Square Neighborhood Project teens come over and teach us about like making your own tea blends and about herbalism. So we try to also do workshops that center young people as facilitators. And these workshops happen a couple times a month. They're totally free. Teens walk away with fun swag, but also important skills. And a lot of our workshops were in response to things teens said they wish that they knew how to do.
Okay. Why do you think it's important to center teens, young teens, as leaders in the community?
Well, I think they're naturally exploring their leadership qualities and skills. And so to create a platform where they get to do that with some guardrails that provide some additional support and structure. There's also a lot of misperceptions about young people. And I think fear, I call this adult amnesia. We forget what it was like to be 16 or 17.
Yeah.
And for some of us, it was a long time ago. For others of us, it wasn't that long ago. And when I am with my teens and they have such nuanced and thoughtful ideas about our city, why wait until they are the future? We want to create opportunities right now where we can position them to be innovators and thought partners. It's really important in our neighborhood, especially in Kensington, where people have a misperception about young folks, not only across the city, but in Kensington, that we lift them up as assets and that neighborhood residents see these young people in their red shirts as community contributors and feel a sense of pride that their own teens, their own neighbors are doing positive things in the community.
Yeah.
More and more in Philly, we see things like signs at the gallery or the fashion district that say teens are not welcome here unless accompanied by an adult. There was a Target in South Philly that said must be 18 years or older to enter the store. And we keep making the spaces narrower and narrower for young people, but their needs haven't changed. They still need to explore and take risks and develop those skills if we want them to be contributors to our civic society, if we want them to become council people and attorneys and childcare providers. We have to develop that and foster that now.
Right. And by doing that, that kind of helps in the areas where stores feel like I can't have teens in here because there's trouble going on, but there might be trouble because they're not engaged. They're
exactly.
And they're not exploring. And so this is also an avenue, though it's not designed to keep kids off the street per se, but it is an avenue to help them develop.
Absolutely.
Yeah. This is awesome. Your work is rooted in what's called playful learning. Mm-hmm. What does that exactly look like in practice?
Sure. This is a concept I learned about around 10 years ago as we were launching the Play Captain Initiative. So playful learning suggests that learning happens best through play. And there are things that create a playful learning environment so that it's meaningful, it's engaging, it's fun. When people are relaxed, they're more likely to learn. And so all of our games and activities, which you'll hear our teens talk about, are designed to develop one of these six C's, these characteristics of playful learning. It turns out that these characteristics are also the qualities that employers look for in employees. So we're not, our teens are not just fostering them in the children they're playing with, but they're also developing them themselves. So they're doing extensive collaboration, extensive communication when they're planning their games and activities, when they're looking at the schedules, when they're engaging with young people. So these six C's, confidence, critical thinking, creative innovation, content, collaboration, communication, looking at them to make sure I get it right.
Okay.
Those are the six C's. And again, those are the things that our games are designed. We've vetted them. We've practiced them to make sure that they're developing these qualities in young people so that over the summer, we're trying to mitigate summer learning loss by continuing to play with young people. So when they go back to school, they're ready to learn. Mm-hmm. Those are the same qualities that the teens are developing. They may not always recognize it. We try to name it for them. So playful learning is really rooted in the work that we do with children, but also the play captains, the teens themselves.
And as far as the play captains, for many of the teens, this is their first introduction into employment, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for many of them they are. And then they come back a second year. They've tried to come back 3 and 4 and 5 years, which we love. We've had to put a limit because we also want them to take their skills and go get that second job.
Right.
So research shows that people who are employed as teenagers make 20% greater lifetime earnings than their peers who waited until early adulthood to get a job. And so it's possible that teens from Fab Youth could be in 1 to 2 or 3 jobs or paid training opportunities. So when they graduate high school, they could have a resume that has already 3 jobs on it. So we do put some limitations because we also want them to take their skills and then go, you know, share those at other organizations.
Bridging Philly continues in a moment.
This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in 4 fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Back to Bridging Philly, connecting our communities on the issues that matter to you.
Well, let's get right into the Play Captain
initiative.
Let's talk
about it.
I see everyone here with their red Play Captain shirts on. So before we get to talking with the kids about it, Rebecca, if you can, just give me an overview of what the Play Captains are and why they're so important in the community.
Yeah, I think they're super important because they add value to an asset that already exists. So Parks and Rec for the last 45 or 50 years has been running something called the Play Streets program. And the Play Streets program was developed to address food insecurity because we know during the summer, food insecurity increases when children are out of school. And so what happens is a resident agrees to shut down a block. There's anywhere from 300 to 600 per year all across Philadelphia. And there are some longtime residents who really trick out their blocks. I have a lot of respect for some of these folks who've been doing this for years and make their blocks very festive. But when I moved to Philly 20 years ago, I used to drive through the neighborhood and would try to turn right, and I couldn't get down a block, and I didn't understand why. I later learned that it was likely a play street. And so I had the idea to couple the incredible opportunity of summer for teens' employment and making the play streets more playful, lifting young people up as assets in their own neighborhood, and that's how I conceived of the Play Captain initiative. So the idea is to make the playgrounds, play streets, and neighborhoods of Philadelphia more playful by training young people in facilitation, leadership, and playful learning. And we do that in collaboration with Parks and Rec and a number of other partners.
Okay. All right. Love the concept. Diego, what does a typical day look like for a play captain?
For me, it's just waking up, heading to, you know, headquarters, doing our check-ins, which is basically, you know, we're in a circle with our, you know, group. We ask each other, like, how we're feeling, how we want to feel by the end of the day, what's on our reset plan, which is basically a way for us to, like, calm down whenever we're feeling irritated, annoyed.
You called it a reset plan?
Yeah,
a
reset plan. Oh. It's just you're basically resetting your body. So it can either be, you know, just going on a walk, deep breaths, you know, walking away when something's not, you know, exactly going, you know, your way.
Yes.
Then we ask a goal that we have for the day. So it can be any goal. It could be, I want to have fun today. Oh, I want to make 5 kids smile today. Oh, I want to play this game. And the last question is, who can support and encourage you? Which is, you know, just to you, who do you think can support you in your goals? I usually say my team because that's genuinely how I feel. And at Fab U Philly, we're all about, you know, just helping each other out.
Wow.
And just being there for each other. So, yeah, then we pack the cart. We head out to the play streets. And, yeah, we just do our thing.
Okay.
Just have fun and play games.
Is this your first year?
I'm a second year.
Second year.
So, yeah.
Okay. How old are you? What school do you go to?
I'm 18. I graduated from Esperanza
Academy. Okay.
Yeah, so I will be going to college this fall at Temple University.
Great. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Excellent.
Thank you.
Okay, Faith, your turn. Tell me what a day in the life of a play captain is for you, and you can talk about also why you got involved.
My usual day, I wake up. I'm not a morning person, so it's harder for me to get out of bed. But I do live close, so I can wake up a little bit later.
Okay.
I get there. Sometimes I usually have breakfast there, and I have a Nutella sandwich. I check in with my team, you know, good mornings. Sometimes someone's not having it that day. Sometimes they're having a bad off day.
Yeah.
They're not having a lot of energy. So it's good to have the check-in. Let's say I'm tired today, so I'm going to play low energy games. I want to be on the mat and do arts and crafts. Then we go out to the play streets. We go to our play streets. We see the kids. So this year, I actually am doing morning shift. There's only morning shift. I did afternoon shift last year, so way more kids was usually outside. You know, during the summer, kids tend to sleep in.
Mm-hmm.
So it was two kids on my play street today. But usually throughout the day, more and more come out.
Okay.
And that's a typical morning in first play street.
Okay. Sounds good. Faith, how long have you been involved with Play Captains? And how old you are and what grade are you in?
This is my second year. I'm 19. And I just graduated from Henry Truman.
Oh, congratulations. Yay. Awesome.
Thank you.
All right, Faith. Very good. Okay, Gruber, your turn.
Yes. So a typical day for me, I get there. So transportation, I drive. Mm-hmm. I was able to buy my car last year.
Wow.
Thanks to this program. So yeah, get into work safely and on time. Then my group, we are called TBG. That stands for the best group. You know, it's a little competitive. But yeah, we'll start our check-in. Then, like they said, we'll pack our car, see what we're going to do today. This week is Get to Know You week.
Okay.
So we implement games for the children to get to know us. Like this game is called Drop the Blanket. I added a couple things to it. So you have two different teams.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have a facilitator. So like I would be facilitating. I would explain who I am, how to play the game. So it'll be two teams. Two people holding a blanket, and you drop the blanket, and you would have to say the other person's name. And the objective of the game is to get the most amount of people on your side.
Okay.
From there, we go to three streets every day. Our shifts are from 10 to 4.
What's the reaction when you show up on these play streets and the kids are there waiting for? Like, what are the kids like? What do they say?
Well, you know, obviously kids are different, so the reactions could vary. You know, yeah. One kid could be like, oh my God, the play captain. Well, that's what happens most of the time, if I'm being honest.
They're happy to see the play
captains.
They're
just happy to see us, and they just come out running. The play captains are here.
Play people are here. The red shirts are here.
They start pointing. They're looking at their parents, mouths open, just like,
wow.
And then they're ready. They go get their siblings.
There's also kids that are, you know, just not that excited to see us, and that's okay.
A little shyer.
That's what we're here for. We're here to, you know, just try to get them to open up and, you know, like let them know that we're here to help them out, you know, entertain them, and you know, so on and so on.
Okay. And there is some like nonverbal kids or autistic kids, so sometimes they're not excited or like you can't really tell. But then when you get to playing like games or like a usual play captain that they know, they like that certain game. You could tell like they're excited now that we're playing that game.
Okay,
like building connections. I feel like you know, get to knowing a kid and like how they're growing up. I feel like that's like really important because me growing up, I didn't really like, I have siblings, but like I didn't really play outside as much. I was like, I would play like, you know, the video game and stuff like that. So I feel like building a connection outside of home, like is very important because, you know, you never know.
Yeah, that's true. And for a lot of kids, you guys may be part of their core memories because there's always that one person you meet in the summertime that showed you how to do something. And it's just something that will always stick with them. So you just never really know what kind of impression that you're leaving on these kids.
I would say it's almost predictable that it's a positive impression, in part because the children, every summer there's a handful of kids who will say to me, Miss Rebecca, how old do I have to be a play captain?
Aww.
So these are like 8 and 9 year olds who see themselves in these young people who want to be like them. And for the last 2 years, we've hired children who were on the play streets as play captains.
Wow.
So we are now at a point where 10 years in, we have kids who are old enough to be play captains. And two summers ago, we hired former play captains as adult staff. And that is really a dream for a youth-serving organization, is to have that lineage and to create that pipeline of employment within the organization. So I know for sure that these teens are in the memories of the children on the play street, because they want to be like them when they grow up.
Yeah, Gubi, you mentioned, you know, that growing up, you were playing video games. There was a time where everybody was inside playing the video games when they first came out, of course. But I have to say, you know, my husband and I talk about this all the time. We love when we are like walking down the street or riding down the street and we see kids playing outside,
mm-hmm.
because you don't see it too much. And we love the sound of laughter and playing, and they're on the screens. The screens, to me, I know we have to learn how to work with them, sure. but it sucks the creativity out of kids. You know, getting involved, being on the sidewalk or in the grass or trying to figure out this, or what is this? What kind of bug is this? Or what can we do? That's creativity. Get them off the screen. Do you guys miss the screens when you're out there playing with the kids?
No, not really, yeah, I would say.
I leave my phone sometimes in the building just to be with the kids.
Wow.
And they don't have their tablets out, none of that. Some of the kids will just be like, can we play this game from last time
mm-hmm.
or this game? Or sometimes flag tag. They love flag tag.
They love flag tag.
And we have to be like, look, today we're going to play two rounds at first. And then we could play a game that we prepared for today. Because today, this week is whatever week it is like. We have Get to Know You week. And we have Superhero week. And we have Block Party week. And
Carnival
one more.
Week.
Carnival okay. week. Yeah. Carnival week is very fun. We get to make carnival games out of boxes, use our creativity, mm-hmm. and we can also get the kids help on what they want to play.
Mm-hmm.
And is you can see their faces lighten up when we're building.
So, Rebecca, from what I understand, this has been nationally recognized. Am I correct?
Correct. In summer 2021, we were selected from the National Summer Learning Association. There were four winners of the Excellence in Summer Learning. And I... super proud of that, also because I used to be a reviewer, so I know how competitive it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a real honor to be acknowledged for the Play Captain initiative to earn that award.
So this kind of serves, or can serve, or maybe it is serving as a national model. Do you know any other cities that said, hey, you know, we love what they're doing, let's do this here as well?
We've actually had conversations with a number of cities about replicating this, and they don't know this yet, so this is breaking news.
Okay.
But we're looking to do to replicate Play Captains in Kenya in 2027.
Wow. So you might have to go down there and set it up.
And that's the goal, is we would take a group of Play Captains who would train teens in Kenya as Play Captains. So we are looking for sponsors, obviously, folks who are interested in supporting international travel, international leadership.
Mm-hmm.
But the model is absolutely replicable in other cities. We've done it, as you heard the teens describe, at parks and playgrounds. So it's not just the play streets, but parks and playgrounds. And as I said, our goal is to replicate this first in Kenya and then see where else we could take it.
That is exciting and awesome. What do you guys think of that breaking news?
That's crazy. That's insane. I'm not going to lie.
That would be awesome because, like, me personally, I enjoy traveling. So, like, experiencing, like, a new opportunity in a new area
mm-hmm.
and, like, you know, teaching other teenagers
mm-hmm.
on how to, you know, do what we do, that would be pretty fun.
And then to learn games from other countries and maybe, so Faith keeps pointing to her Bextech, which she has on her table, which I love because it's part of her uniform.
Okay. What are those?
Do you want to describe what the Bextech is?
So our Bextechs basically have our reset plan. It has a bunch of games that we play, but we also play other games off the Bextech.
Mm-hmm.
It has arts and crafts, our six C's, basically what we're about and what we do.
Okay. The Bextech is basically... like everything.
Like a handbook always go back to, and it stays on your body.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like everything we're supposed to know, everything we should know, games, everything.
You can imagine if we were to do this internationally, that we also create an international book of play or Bextech of play, so that we're also teaching young people cross-culturally games from other countries. So we see this as a bi-directional relationship.
Okay. Well, I'm going to call for definite sponsors for you guys, but one sponsor in particular, because everyone here says you guys love Nutella.
Yes.
It's time for Nutella to know about Play Captain.
Yes, indeed.
Okay?
Yes.
Nutella, hello.
Who's Nutella's parent company? Exactly.
If you're listening, this is a great organization to sponsor. Talk to me, Rebecca, about the changes that you see in the kids that come through this program, especially year after year, and the ones that come back and to work for you guys. What are some of the changes, especially the quiet ones, that kind of develop and blossom into true leaders?
It's pretty remarkable to see the change because I can see it from day one of training to the end of day one, to the end of day five,
mm-hmm.
to the end of 6 weeks. The emergence of confidence and self-efficacy and self reliance is so evident. I mean, you really can see it from day one to the end. Young people who identify as shy are the people who end up speaking at our celebration. They're the ones who want to say, I have something to say about this. They're the ones who come to radio interviews. Those are the kinds of qualities that you can see emerge in just 5 weeks' time. And I am so grateful that they trust us to walk them through that and to develop that. At the end of our first summer, the teen said, this was like magic, that I didn't know anybody before I got here. Now I think of you all like family. And what they don't realize is that the magic is really intentionally designed. Mm. We've put things in place to help foster those qualities. But I really respect and appreciate that they trust us to sort of go with it and to lean on each other and lean on the other adults in the program to develop those qualities.
Okay, so I'll ask you all to just very briefly give me your brief overview of why this has been a great experience for you all.
I would say that FABU Philly has lots of benefits. It has changed me and improved me as a person. Like Rebecca was talking about the FAB skills, those are skills that we all need because eventually we're all going to be adults, right? And not just that though, but just, you know, the environment, the experience, the bonds, like they change you as a person, not just in FAB youth, but, you know, everywhere you go. And I'm just really grateful for that. Well, aside of the pay, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, there's just FAB youth is filled with like a lot of good people, a lot of good people you can trust, a lot of good people you can rely on, just a lot of good people you can talk to. Just
sounds good.
So,
I feel like FAB Youth is an amazing opportunity for teens. They give us a voice, like they help us show our voice. These adults help us become leaders, show that we can be leaders, show other adults we can be leaders, we can be facilitators, we can do it as a teen. It's showing that teens don't have to just be locked out of downtown, because mainly downtown, we can't do nothing. And then also with like jobs, a lot of jobs are not hiring. They say sign up online, then you do, and they don't accept a lot of the teens. They want, they rather have an adult. So a lot of adults are taking a lot of the teens' jobs at like McDonald's or like the fashion district all that. So FAB Youth, I really appreciate it for making it like a teen type of thing. Especially on the play streets, like bringing the communities together. It's amazing. Like I'm
I got you. And Goober, what about you?
Yeah, I would like to build on what Faith said. I feel like, you know, giving you an opportunity, it being your first job, like 15 an hour for your first job, yeah, that's amazing. I did work at Little Caesars. Little Caesars was paying me $10 an hour, and it was biweekly. And, like, it wasn't a great experience, and that was, like, my first job. And, like, yeah, you're working, like, by choice. You know, you need the money, so you're going to work. But at the same time, I feel like, you know, your workspace should be fun. It should be like, I wouldn't say fun because, you know, you're there for work, but you would want to come to work. And here, like, I want to come to work every day.
Working at these other places, like here, you have a reset plan. They're making sure, like, you're good. Other places, they don't really care about that. They just want the job done. They want the, here, they want the job done and make sure you're safe. You're okay. Like, on Fridays, we have yoga. That's very peaceful. That's very, like, get us together, our thoughts together from the week, calm down from the week, because we're working with kids, and it's zen.
Wow.
I want to build off of what the both of them said. Like, at FAB Youth Philly, like, it's like we're all a family in Hawaii.
Love it.
Just trying to, you know, encourage each other to, like, you know, do the right thing. So, yeah, I just think that's really nice and beautiful.
And Rebecca is beaming. I just want you, everyone, to know. You can't see her face, but she is just so pleased with what you guys are saying. So it's definitely making a difference.
Just nothing but the truth. You know what I'm saying? Nothing but the truth.
This is obviously rewarding for you, Rebecca.
It is. It's a privilege. We were talking about this in the car on the way down. It's a privilege to do this work. It's not easy, and we don't do it alone. I have a lot of incredible supporters, from my board of directors to my staff to longtime residents and neighbors and other organizations. But it is a privilege to be able to do this work with them.
Well, how can people get in touch with and learn more about what you guys are doing?
Sure. They can find us on Instagram always at FAB Youth Philly. It's FABYOUTH Philly. People think it's FAB U, but it's youth, meaning youth are fabulous. We're at www.fabyouthphilly.org. You can find me on LinkedIn, Rebecca Fabiano. You can find many of our teens on LinkedIn because they develop LinkedIn profiles over the summer as well. And we look forward to staying in touch.
Okay. Sounds good.
Don't forget the back stack.
Don't forget about the what?
Oh, and the back stack. Yeah. Yes, you can also, on the back of the back stacks.
We have a QR code.
There's a website, Instagram.
Oh, okay.
So if you run into our teens on the Play Street, they have a QR code that on the back of their deck that takes you directly to our website.
Got it, got it. And the guys are hard to miss with the red Play Captain shirt. So if you see them, you know, ask to see the those cards. Yeah. Well, this is awesome. It was such a pleasure to talk with all of you and to meet you all. And continued success.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you so much.
Nice to meet you too.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Bridging Philly continues in a moment. Back to Bridging Philly from KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
Welcome back to Bridging Philly. This week on Shara in the City, Shara Day Howard visits Love Park to check out how people are finding healing while making connections through a social media experiment that has gone viral.
This week on Shara in the City, we are at Love Park. We're going to go buddy up with my friend Dan Horan. He's a local videographer who's got his finger on the pulse. He went viral doing a social experiment of his own making. Remember those old rotary phones or those old house phones with the long cord that you would kind of pick up in the kitchen and walk to the living room? Remember those? Well, he hooked one up to his camera, set it on a table in Love Park, and just started rolling to see what would happen. Only he can hear it. It doesn't hook into the mainframe, the system. No one else can hear it, just him. And then he posts it on social media, Instagram and TikTok. That's actually how I found the guy. But then he says it's bigger than that. Let's go find Dan. Where is he? Now, he said he's supposed to be at the love sign. That's easy to find. Up there he is. Let's go. Hey, what's up, Dan?
Very good to see you. How are you today?
Awesome. So tell me, what are you doing?
I am letting people talk about what's on their mind and hopefully allowing everybody to just get it off their chest and lift some weight today. But I grew up in Bucks County and I live in Philadelphia now, and I've done social experiments the last 2 years of trying to get people to talk to one another. Everything from like setting up a table and talking with a stranger, which was like a podcast. And then I did a whiteboard, which was my most recent thing, where I would put the question up on the whiteboard and then you could answer it. And then what I noticed was the community would come around the whiteboard once it was filled and talk to each other about what they saw other people, other strangers had written, right? And then that would bring strangers together. But
ding ding.
Right. So 4th of July, I had the whiteboard out at Linden Ave State Street Events, and the wind went crazy and started blowing over people's tents, and the whiteboard cop wasn't paying attention and he drove right onto the whiteboard accidentally.
That's the universe intervening.
Yeah, he crushed it. He crushed it.
Bye-bye whiteboard.
Right.
Hello phone.
Right. So yeah, I came out here. And I'd usually set up the whiteboard, thanks for Love Park for always being a help and allowing it. So I just put up Talk on the Phone, and immediately people started picking up. And the video that went viral was the fourth set of people to kind of come up and talk on the phone. And since then, about 400 to 500 people have picked up the phone, and thousands have messaged on Instagram from all over America asking to pick up the phone. And I really want to help bring people together. That was the whole purpose of the whiteboard. So like giving people the ability to express, right? Like say whatever's on their mind. It's really about love. Half the people talk about their dead loved ones, like they're calling them and they're talking about their feelings, like what is hidden right below that surface level, right? That we put on that facade and it immediately just comes right out. And it's blown me away. It's brought me to tears. I've never really, other than filming weddings, right? I've never been brought to tears behind my camera, right? It's like a baby, you know? You just want to take care of it until you figure out where it goes. Yeah, yeah.
And as we were talking, we turned around and the line had formed all the way across and beyond his camera. So here goes nothing. He pressed record.
When it feels like you don't have people who are showing up for you, ask yourself how you're showing up for other people.
One person after the next. Sanai, she said she had a lot on her mind. She just needed to talk it out. She was talking to people that had passed, friends, family members. She said it was like she was using an angel phone.
You saw the phone. Yeah. What went through your mind?
Yes, a lot went through my mind because I wanted to talk to my loved ones that's in heaven because it's a lot that's going on with me right now. So I got a chance to express how I felt to them.
Yeah. What'd you say?
I just said I love them and I miss them and I wish they could come back because without them, it's not the same, you know.
So what does this phone really give you an opportunity to do?
It gives me an opportunity to really express how I feel. I'm glad I got a chance to talk about how I felt, so now I feel better.
How do you even know this was here?
Actually, on Instagram. I look, I'm like, maybe I can do one day, just be optimistic and see if maybe this will talk to my peoples.
And you did it.
Yes, I did.
Then I met Jamila Thomas, and she said she's used the phone a couple times, you know, maybe three.
I talk to my grandma, my cousins, and, you know, just people that's going to listen to me.
What are you hoping for?
Change and a big relief.
All right, Nori, so I saw you walk over, pick up the phone.
Yeah, you know, I saw this on Instagram actually last night. I was just like sliding down the timeline, down the rabbit hole, and then I saw this, you know, I heard other people's stories, the calls that they were making to themselves. It just seems like a memo to self, which is something that I always like to practice. So I had to be here today.
Let me be nosy. Who'd you call and what'd you say?
Who did I call? I called God. I picked up the phone and I said, hello, God, it's me again, because I always talk to God. And I just wanted to tell him about my day, my journey, and how tired I am.
When you did that, what went through your body, what went through your heart, your spirit?
It reminded me of my purpose and the things that I'm doing, promoting my animated short film and stuff. Even if it seems hard, it's for a purpose and for a better good.
Tell me, what's your name?
Brenda. I'm here to actually pick up the phone and tell them how I feel.
It's amazing that I've seen it. I never think that somebody can pick up a phone in Center City in JFK, you know, to tell somebody how you feel, you know. For me, with, you know, dealing with heart problems and knowing that, you know, this is what I have to go through, and I would never thought at the age of 35 that I would, you know, go through this.
What does being able to say this on the phone do for you?
It actually feels like, you know, you're actually having a conversation with somebody, you know, somebody that you know that can actually hear you and listen to it, you know. But to actually pick up a phone and to have a combo, you know,
that sounds great.
And then one of my favorites of the day, you wouldn't believe how many teenagers, young people, just picking up the phone. This guy, he was just putting it out there.
What's your name?
Vontre.
How old are you?
I'm 22.
You are so talented.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Like, why did you come out here to this phone and share that?
I seen him on Instagram. I was just speaking my mind. I did a little freestyle, little verse.
Can you give us a little bit?
I said, I've been writing all these raps about the odds. I think I'm wrong. I've been sitting in the crib, holding tongue, because I'm alone. I'm just that girl right now. I can conversate it on the phone. The only one I love. That's why I put you on my song. I'm sorry if I'm dissing. I feel away right now. I'm sorry if you hurt, because I'm in pain right now. I'm off to better things. I'm not worried about no chain right now. I'm crying writing this because I got nothing to gain right now.
And what do you want the world to hear from you?
My music and that Jesus is real.
So many people with the same goal, just to be heard.
So what happens to all of the sound, all of these emotions when the person hangs up the phone?
It gets imported and backed up so that your memories are never lost. And then I clip each one.
You get shared on Instagram, right?
Yeah, shared on Instagram and TikTok. And then you get to see how else everybody feels about what you're feeling about. And usually you find out that a lot of people are hurting or loving the same way you are. And that's, I think, where everybody's healing.
So if people want to do this, if people want to find you, if people want to even just find you on Instagram, how do they do it?
So we're under Real, R-E-A-L, Fall Risk, F-A-L-L-R-I-S-K. In our bio is the time and location.
It's in the bio, folks. It's in the bio.
Bio. Always in the bio.
So why out here?
Because people from all over the world come to take a picture with the photo love. So I hope that when they come here, they're thinking about love. And this is what it's all about.
Thank you for joining us. Bridging Philly is brought to you by Gift of Life Donor Program. Register as an organ donor at donorsone.org. For more information on Bridging Philly, follow KYW News Radio on social media. And if you have any ideas for interesting features that you'd like to share, feel free to get in touch with us at bridgingphilly@kywnewsradio.com. For Sharaday Howard and our producer Sabrina Boyd Circa, I'm Raquel Williams. Be well.
Millions of Americans are looking for effective ways to manage their weight, but finding the right support can feel confusing and time-consuming. Orderly Meds offers a convenient online experience that connects you with licensed medical providers to explore GLP-1 treatment options from home. The process is simple. Complete your information online, connect with a provider, and learn what options may be right for you. No waiting rooms, no complicated scheduling, just a modern, streamlined experience designed around convenience. Visit orderlymeds.com/podcasts to learn more today. That's orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Again, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. One more time, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Results may vary. Consult a licensed healthcare provider to determine if treatment is appropriate for you. Restrictions apply.